Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's up, guys? This is the Sneaker Podcast crew back at it today with a Gorilla Style phone episode. It's episode 35 of season 2. Mikey's not here tonight, so we're recording off our phones. I'm sitting at the table with my man, Chloe. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
And right in front of me, wearing a fancy-ass pink sweater, my man, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo, guys.
So we hope you guys enjoyed our little comeback episode last week. Thank you for downloading, listening, and all of your positive feedback as usual. So we're back today with episode 35, and we hope you guys are excited. But before we get into the groove of things, what did you guys wear today? Chris, what did you wear today?
Today I was wearing a pair of Air Jordan 1 Cyber 1s.
Nice.
Cyber Mondays. It's the all-black pair with the white outsole. I originally owned a pair when they first released. Like, I purchased a pair new and stuff. And then right after, Jordan was releasing all these white and black Jordan 1s, yes. Right? Like the Yin Yang pack and all these other pairs. So I was like, it's all these black and white Jordan 1s. It kind of dilutes the meaning of the Cyber 1 for me. So I sold it.
Oh, wow.
I sold it out, and down the line, I saw someone posting a shot of the Cyber 1. I think it was on Jordan 1 Club.
Probably.
And it was so good. The shot was so good. And I think the caption was like, it looks better worn.
Yeah.
And the shot was so good, so like textured and everything. I was like, I kind of need them back. So I went on eBay hunting for them. And I got them, like, super cheapo, under $100.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah. So, in the end, it turned out perfect because...
You got them back.
I didn't have to pay, like, the full retail.
Yeah.
And I got them at they're in great condition, like, okay. When I got them. And I've been wearing them for, like, the last two days or something.
Nope.
Yeah.
Is the Cyber Monday drop, like, a thing for Jordan? Yearly?
No. It's... The shoe came out on Cyber Monday.
Okay.
So people call it the Cyber Monday. So Whatever the colorway, which is the upper is all blacked out, all blacked out, and the sole, the outsole is white, they'll just name it Cyber Monday.
Okay.
So there's a Jordan 3 Cyber Monday that did not come out on Cyber Monday, but it's all black.
Because of the colorway.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Nice. Chloe, yeah. What did you wear today?
I wore zebras today.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Nice. Amazing. I haven't worn mine in a while.
They're so good.
Yeah, man, it's Yeezy season is upon us, so it's only right to get back into the Yeezy mood.
V2, man, all the way.
V2, man. Yeah. I know I think we did mention it the last episode. We agreed, you, Mike, and I, that it was like probably you as well, Chris. You would agree, but it's the shoe that we worn the most this year. I feel.
No, not for me. Not for me personally. But
it is the shoe, like in. The cream and the bread and the zebras is like...
Like, so you're saying the V2...
The V2 silhouette.
...was the mostly worn shoe in your rotation.
If not, you've had a good streak of wearing them.
I did. No, actually, I think it wasn't this year. It was the
last
year before.
Year. Yeah, the Beluga?
Yeah. Yeah, I wore my pairs down quite a bit where the heel is running out of, like, rubber. You can kind of see through the rubber
just
at this
getting
point.
Straight to the boost.
Yeah, almost boost time. But
it's terrible.
so maybe that caused me to like back off my V2s a bit.
Yeah.
And I've been wearing other stuff. I actually, for me, 2017 has been a more Jordan.
Yeah, you're on your Jordan
type of year.
Yeah.
For some reason. Yeah.
Very
Jordan.
Cool.
I think the summer was a lot of racers flying it. So Nike, Jordan... Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know if it's the same for you guys. Well, Alex, I don't know if you can notice this or not, but now when I post a Yeezy shot, it gets a lot less love than it used to.
Yep.
I did notice.
But my Jordan stuff does extremely well.
Yeah, my Jordans and Air Max 95s always get mad likes. Even Boosts, not really getting much likes.
So yeah, Boost and Yeezy doesn't get...
And New Balance, forget about it. People don't know what New Balance are.
Like for your audience, right? So the people that follow your feed,
it's more
they're expecting more Nikes and Jordans and
Yeah.
Totally.
Anyway, I've been wearing today, pop the tag off, a pair of Pharrell tennis shoes.
Those are really dope.
Yeah, they're actually really, 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 really dope. My girlfriend got a pair a couple weeks ago, and Anna Ferenzi, my DM, if you guys remember Anna from our previous stories, she's big into the Pharrell use, like she loves that silhouette, and I was in a situation where I could have gotten like pretty much every single color from since the very first drop, which was the white and the green tab and then the Forest Hills colorway with the yellow sole.
Yeah.
I could have basically gotten like every single drop.
So these didn't sell out.
Okay. The first two colorways did sell out, and then
which was like the
Stan Smith colorway and then the Forest Hills colorway.
What's the Forest Hills?
It was the yellow sole
multi.
No. It was yellow sole with the gold tab in the back. It's Forest Hills and old tennis shoe.
Yes.
Okay. So
it's all white, yellow midsole, and then gold heel.
So I don't even think I wanted any of those because I didn't like the fit in the beginning.
Yeah.
And in Los Angeles, when I was there a couple weeks ago, I did try the full yellow, the full blue, and other colors just to see like if I was like getting in the groove of the fit and stuff. I couldn't get my heart to grab it, and I was like, you know what? Maybe this shoe is not just for me. So I told Anna, I'm like, she asked me, why don't you have any pairs? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's so you, right? It's not me.
Gotcha.
And my girlfriend got a pair, and I was like, why don't I have a pair? So I stumbled upon an amazing deal through some employee perks.
Well, it's a hell of a colorway.
Yeah, so I grabbed the light pink colorway with the white grayish sole. I've worn them all day today. They are, first of all, they're neck breakers because they're pink.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I have to say they're hella comfortable. Like crazy comfortable. The size is true to size for me. There's the bit of room in on the toe box, but it's so good. It's actually a really good shoe. Too bad it's winter's coming.
Yeah.
But it is a really, really good shoe. It's going to definitely be in my rotation next summer, and it beats basically all the pink shoes that I have in my collection. Like, it's really, really good. I'm just super glad I got it.
Does it really need those laces? Or is it like a sock?
It doesn't. No.
Okay.
I'm going to try and wear them unlaced, like Yeezy style a bit.
Yeah.
See how it comes out.
The eyelets allow you to pull them?
I think so.
Pull them out like that?
Right. I think so. But it's cool how the lacing, the laces are wide.
Ah. No. They're not rounded.
No, they are round laces, but they are the way the laces are stitched.
Oh yes.
Or the
eyelets.
They're far apart.
The eyelets, yeah. It's like super wide.
Yeah.
So the shoe looks a bit fat.
Yeah.
Even though it's like super flat.
Oh,
right.
Yes, okay. Yes.
That's what I liked about it. When you look at it, like just we're staring at them.
Yeah, we're all looking at it right now.
But yeah, they look super good. I'm really glad I got those.
So what I like, what I think hat is going for this shoe. Is that the upper, the pattern on the uppers looks like a net.
Yes.
Right? And whenever I see the shoe real quick, it makes me think of Futurecraft.
Yes.
So the upper of the Futurecraft is not a net. It's like the outsole that's kind of like...
Gritty, like this.
Like a grid.
Yeah.
Type shoe. So this is what this Pharrell Hue tennis shoe does to me. Whenever I look at it quick.
Yes.
And I'm like... Oh yeah, Futurecraft. No, not Futurecraft, but
yes, the Futurecraft
runner, upper looking. Craft.
Yeah, yeah.
So the timing for this release was really good because it's you can definitely see some inspiration from other popular franchises from Adidas, but I think that for me, like what one of the big selling parts, if you guys want to look into the back catalog stuff, the grid. sole, like looking sole, is inspired by a technology called Dillinger Web that originally came out in, I think, in the 80s on the Oregon Ultra and other like back catalog running silhouettes.
Yeah.
So that's why I really, that's why
on the,
on the
midsole.
On the midsole.
Yes.
That's why I really like this outsole from the get-go. But yes, when I saw it the first time, I was like, whoa, future. That's like 40 runner. What the fuck?
Does it actually have any grip?
No, not at all.
No grip at all.
It's fine.
It's lifestyle.
It's lifestyle. It's like so good. It's, anyway, so that's what I wore today. We did so for the people that follow my adventures on Instagram, I'm just about to get back into business with the store. We're recording on November 8th. We're reopening the store on the 23rd. So no later than next Monday morning, we'll be back in the store operating and doing our things and stuff. So today we had the opportunity to do like a team building kind of day with my management staff before we get back to work. So I legitimately warned them all day and absolutely love them. They're really, really cool. So anyway, that's it.
I love the color.
Thanks, man. I think it was
good pick. Did you have a choice of
not
colors?
At all.
No.
Actually,
so
no.
You only had pink.
It was this one size, one shoe.
Oh, like, nice.
To get your deal.
Yeah, it was the only thing that was available for me at that price.
What is retail on that?
I want to say 140, 30.
Okay.
Depending. Some of the prints, like some of the more like premium premium knit pairs were like 170.
Still
like the
decent.
Still decent.
Yeah.
But
it's under like two. Under GR and MD price.
Yeah. So that's it.
So if it's cool, I'm gonna talk about why I missed last week.
Yeah. For sure.
So I wasn't able to actually for 2 weeks we didn't pod, right? Oh, look, I didn't pod for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What happened to me was I'm playing in this basketball league. And we were playing a really close game. We're down most of the game, like 9-10 points. Last couple of minutes, we were able to bring the score back. We tied the game, and then we were up 1. And there was maybe less than 2 minutes left on the clock. And we were talking amongst ourselves on the court, and we're like, okay, let's run the clock down. And I get the ball in my hands, and they start counting down the shot clock. So they're like 10, 9, 8. And I'm like, okay, I got to drive in. I got to do something with the ball. So I bust past the first guy, the first defender. And now it's their big men in front of me. And there's this dude, he's like 6'5". He's like, he's really old, but he's like a big dude. And this other dude, they were like defending the rim. And I decided to just drive on them. And I go up hard. I slam into them. And then I slam into the floor. And there was immediate pain. So I don't know what happened to me at that exact moment. I flipped over, I was looking up at the ceiling, and I couldn't breathe. Like I was screaming for a good 10 seconds. Because if I stopped screaming, no air would come back into my lungs. So I just kept expanding my air. So I'm like, and they calmed me down. I calmed down, I started breathing normal. And I asked him to just lift me up because I couldn't get up on my own. I got off to the sideline and long story short, I cracked 4 ribs. So I had 4 fractured ribs. And because of that, I just wasn't in the mood to like leave the house. And because I knew I had to go to the hospital and there was some hospital time. So I wasn't in any mode to pot or anything. I did a little stint at the hospital. Everything's cool. They got rid of some fluid around my lung. My ribs are still fractured, but like I don't feel much pain. Like I'm just stiff. I got some stitches and I'm moving slow. But while at the hospital, I'm like, oh man, I don't feel like doing anything. I don't feel like doing sneaker stuff. Like I don't feel like it because I don't know. It was tough for me to bend down to put on my socks.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, fuck this, man. I can't put on socks. I can't put on any shoe because I don't want to bend down to like tie shoes. No, this is before the stitches,
oh,
before
shit.
Going to the hospital. Just the in-between time.
So I was like, forget sneakers, because the only sneakers I could wear were sneakers that I could just slip my foot in without lacing them up or anything, right? So I was like, okay, I'm going to take a break, take a big break from sneakers and all. And that's when I know, like, the boys, the podcast boys, they were texting me the whole time, making sure that I was okay. And that's when I'm texting Calby a lot. And it's just like, you know, yo, I don't know what's happening. Like, I don't feel like it. And everyone's like, yo, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be good. So I want to thank all the boys.
Thanks, man.
For having my back and, like, keeping my spirits up while I was, like, down, because I was, like, straight up injured, yo. Then I got out of the hospital. My hospital stay was relatively quick for what I had to do in there. And then I got out, and Alex wrote to me while I was, like, out. He was like, don't worry, you'll get better, and then you'll be able to run fast again. You'll be able to, like, get back into the groove of things. And I was like, I don't know, man. This one's tough. I'm getting old. And then I got out of the hospital. I'm home now. Everything's good. Everything's great. And I'm recovering. And I was just like, you know what? I'm not ready to go, like, full 110%. I'm going to have to take a break from basketball, too, which is kind of a bummer, because I was...
You were into it, man.
I was really into it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll be fine. I've gained a little weight because it was Halloween and shit. Aside from that, I'm getting back into the groove of things, and I think it's the right time for me to announce that Calby and I have concocted this little thing that we're gonna do on Instagram.
Nice.
It's called Maple Mob.
Okay.
The Maple Mob. I don't know if anyone's peeped it on IG already. It's an account that exists, but there's no followers. There's no following. It's a team. Calby and I are starting a team. It's going to be the best sneaker shooters and content creators from Canada.
Hmm.
And we're calling ourselves the Maple Mob. And we're taking a bit of the vibe from, I don't know if anyone knows what the Jelly Fam is.
No.
If you don't know, look it up. It's pretty cool. It's a little movement. Some ball players out in the States, these young cats, they're really good at basketball. And the premise is, if you're good, you're good at your craft, and you do well, then you can be part of the crew. You just have to show it, right? So the Maple Mob is going to be the same premise. It's not like, if you have 10,000 followers, you're in. No, that doesn't mean that. It means that if you put in work and you show your work and you do well, then you get an invite. But just because you're invited doesn't mean that you're in. Once you're invited, you have to go through some steps to take your place within the mob.
You have to kill some people?
No. Yes. It's going to be like, you know, so you might be required to post a series of photos on your feed. Like, you have to show that you can hit the floor shot. You can hit the floating shot. You can hit this particular shoe. You can hit this particular angle. It's going to be a series of photos that you have to post. And once it's done, you're part of the Maple Mob.
Sick.
And we have the emoticon. It's the maple leaf.
Nice.
And then once you're in, you could post the maple leaf on your profile.
Sick.
You don't have to say I'm part of. You just post that maple leaf and people will know.
Sick.
You're part of the Maple Mob.
Nice.
And that's how it's going to go.
Dope.
So our thing is, we're the Maple Mob. We do this shit. We're that syrup you pour on shit to make it better.
Yeah.
Right? So you have regular sneakers. You add a bit of Maple Mob on it and those sneakers look way better,
mm-hmm.
You know? So that's the whole thing.
Nice.
It's a bit of a, you know, this whole, sometimes we're like, sometimes we get discouraged because, let's just be honest, we are people that live outside of Toronto.
Okay.
Toronto is kind of like the center for a lot of things in Canada,
mm-hmm.
because it's such a big city.
Yeah.
Social media, whatever, sneaker world-wise, Toronto gets a lot.
like everything gets pushed into Toronto because it's kind of like the biggest city for Canada, right? Because we're outside of Toronto, sometimes we're like, well, maybe if we were in Toronto, we would get more recognition or we'd get more opportunity to do things. The Maple Mob will not consider where you're from or how many followers you have. Maybe you have 40 followers, but you wreck shit, you could be part of the mob, you know?
Nice.
So that's our little way of, you know, this is how we run it.
Very cool.
So?
Super inclusive, too. Like, it's an open movement. It has a lot of potential.
It's an open movement, and it's, again, there's no discrimination, and it's not like, if you're this height, wear this type of shoe, you're in, and if you carry this kind of camera, you're in. Nope, it's just... We look at your feed, we look at what you do, how you interact, and then if you can hit specific shots, you're in.
Nope.
So it's geared more towards photography.
Photography, but then we don't discount the other content creators. Like, there's YouTube guys that are, like, dope, too.
Yeah.
Like, they do shit that we can't do shit. You know, we can't do. So, definitely.
Very dope.
So it's not we kind of know what we want out of this crew of people, but in the same way that we don't know what we want.
Yeah.
Like, if someone comes in the door and just wows us.
Yeah, you might discover new shit.
Yeah, totally. And we've gone through the process of, like, looking at names of people and who to nominate and to see if they want to be part of the crew. And, like, the first nomination from Calvi's side, to me, it was like, I recognize the name that you're telling me. I looked them up. I go, whoa, this guy's from Montreal. And I didn't know about him, you know? So it's really cool. It's stuff like that. And I look at his feed. I'm like, yeah, I totally get it. I like it, you know? So it's just that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Another really cool way to showcase Canadian talent.
And it's more... It's not going to be like a feature page. Like, there's an Instagram created, but it's more how you run your personal IG. Like, your personal IG, you're in it, you're posting pictures, and then one day a maple leaf shows up in your profile and the people will know. Like, you don't even have to announce it. You just, boom, all of a sudden the maple leaf shows up.
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, I think he's part of the mob, you know? We'll see how it goes.
Nice.
Should be fun. I think it's gonna be fun. Like,
sure.
You know, we're already having fun with it and we didn't really start it yet, so it's cool.
Dope.
Yeah.
I'll hit that follow button. For sure.
Yeah. That doesn't get you an automatic in.
No, but it would be cool to, like, get photo assignments or stuff like that, because sometimes you just get into a zone where it's just like,
you do the same shit, or
you do the comfortable shit.
You know, and I think Cal has spoken about this before, and you know how we do the, I feel like this person, that person, like, we copy your style of shooting for like a series of photos. That's fun. Like, that's when we start having fun on IG.
Yeah.
So
it's just to bring it back.
Yeah. It's the same type of vibe.
Wish I had that sunbeam in my house. Thank God they have sunbeam.
For like 2 days I've been looking for a sunbeam on my floor.
Anyway, amazing.
Create fake sunbeam, guys. Yeah. Just turn on the light in your washroom, close the door a little bit, you'll get a little ray of fake sun.
Too difficult with that shit.
No, it works.
I'm sure it does.
I've done it.
Okay. Did you guys pick anything up?
Pharrell Hughes? Yeah.
No, nothing for me.
No.
No, I got... I got something for my wife. I got her...
racers?
Pastel green Flyknit racers.
Oh, sick.
Yes.
Nice.
Really good pickup. We were talking about it. It's a good pickup.
For her, yeah.
Yeah. It's something that... Yeah, if you got that racer, you would not wear it. Or it would get lost in your CV.
So this is what happened. It's pretty funny. So my cousin calls me and he's like, they have this in your size. And I'm like, oh, okay. Do you have it in my wife's size? And he went back. It took a while. And he found them. And I'm like, okay, nice. We'll have the his and her pair. But I felt like, I don't know. I felt like it was forced. And it was like 120 minus 25. So after I said yes, I took like another 5 seconds in the car to think about it, and I'm like, no, I want to cancel my order. So I'm trying to message him, I'm trying to FaceTime him, and no answer. And then he calls me when he's outside of the Nike, and he's like, oh, I just got your message. Do you want me to return them? I could still return them. I'm not in a rush, nothing. I'll just go in and return it. And I'm like, yeah, I think you should. So then he goes in, and he's in line waiting to return it, and the person in front of him uses a friends and family card at the Nike. So then he goes and he returns the shit, and he's like, oh, I didn't know it was friends and family. You know, sometimes I get the card, and I guess this time I didn't get the card. And the girl's like, well, how about you return all your stuff and I give you a card and you'll get an extra 30 on your whole purchase.
Oh.
Yeah. So instead of paying 120 minus 20 or 25, we got an additional 30 on top of all of it. So her shoes ended up being, instead of 105 or ish, they came out to 75.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Didn't decide to keep your pair?
No, I still felt good of canceling my pair because it was a forced buy. But for her, for 75 bucks, yeah, it was good.
That's good.
So it all...
Jen's collection is getting cute.
Racers, yeah. Lots of racers.
She got the purple ones, the raisin ones, I mean. Now she got the pastel green ones. I think we got to find that baby blue one.
Lavender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has goddess too.
She has goddess twice.
And multi.
Now multi once. Now you're going to need to find a shoe for her to wear in the winter.
And I found it. It's an Air Force One Low in pink.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Leather.
So, since we're on the pink subject, did you see the photo of the pink Air Jordan 1 black toe?
Yeah.
So,
wait, did you see the video of him biking in them?
Well, so what happened is Nigel Sylvester, he's like a biker, like a
BMXer.
Yeah.
Pro. And he posts a photo of him holding like an Air Jordan 1, and it's like the black toe. Yeah. But where it's red, it's pink.
Yeah.
Oh. And it's rusty, rustic pink.
Sweet ass pink.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And it literally broke the sneaker internet. Like, people went crazy.
I'm pretty sure you saw it on your feed somewhere.
So everyone was reposting it. And so how are you, Chloe?
I'm so down. Right? Like that, for me personally, that's more attractive than... the 10 Jordan 1.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Like,
I would wear this more than the
off-white 10.
Exactly.
Off-white Jordan 1.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty
crazy. Well, I like the classic look with that colorway, and I'm a sucker for pink.
Okay, well, I have a question for you about the off-white later on.
Mm-hmm.
It came about when I was chit-chatting with someone on Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, I'll ask you about it later. But in terms of other stuff that was happening in the sneaker world, I think, Alex, you mentioned that Anna went to ComplexCon.
Yeah.
And you got some feedback from her about
it? I did. Yeah, I did. I feel like we could maybe have her on if we wanted to have an official recap.
Okay.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
And
she was traveling back today or something.
She came back yesterday, and she was a bit like on the back to real life tip.
Mm-hmm.
But she did give me like quite a good recap. Her very few words walked me through the whole like hype experience side of things, because there was of course a lot of people, a lot of exclusive drops, a lot of important industry people, of course, and also a lot of waiting, a lot of lines, a lot of like procedures. And, yeah,
well,
so
okay. Maybe we let her do the recap when we do get her back on, but how about the exclusive sneakers that are released at ComplexCon? To me, I think that's the most attractive part of it, right? Because you can't get those shoes after ComplexCon.
Yeah.
So there was an ADV cushion.
There's an ADV cushion. A 9317 white with I think some blue blocks. There's also some blue hints. Sorry, there's also a CS1, an NMD City Sox 1 with one blue block, and a style code that was like very apparent. That was like an ComplexCon exclusive, and then NERD, Pharrell's Collective, like came back and did a show, and they had the old NERD line as well as Tripled Black, Murdered Out, NMD Trail, Human Race.
Yeah.
Damn.
Really with great. The NERD runner. Also, I heard that they did like some sort of like raffles in the crowd and gave out some Family and Friends Human Race.
Shit.
Yes.
Seriously?
Like tons of them, apparently.
The purple one.
The purple one. The
burgundy?
The burgundy.
Oh my gosh.
The pink and a new like lime green color. Like, what the actual fuck, right?
Yeah, what the
heck? Lime green would have been crazy.
Anna did mention to me that it was like quite something to pretend to actually try and get in there.
Okay.
Because the crowd was actually really real.
Okay.
So it was even for an Adidas employee to kind of like access this exclusive zone was like almost crazy.
Tough shit. Yeah.
King Push. Pusha T came out with the Bodega Babies, the EQT Support Ultra, and the Paper Brown colorway.
Yeah.
And that apparently, this whole like zone where they did like the fake bodega, was absolutely crazy. It looked beautiful in pictures. Anna did mention that it was also very, very well executed. I don't know if they actually released or gave away or whatever, like sold any shoes, but yeah, it seems like every single brand, every single representation had their own little like exclusive release or representation. It's crazy.
Chloe, did you see the picture of the top three Jordan 1? It's like
the gold one?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's, Alex, this is like a... Do you know what the top three Jordan 1 looks like?
The red, the black toe, and the
Royals. Yeah, Royal. Well, they did a version of it, but black, gold, and white.
Mm.
So the two shoes don't have the same color blocking, but it's all black, gold, and white. Nice. Patent leather.
Wow.
And those, at first they were like, oh, this is the ComplexCon exclusive. Then there was a rumor that actually this shoe is going to release as well on All-Star Weekend.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
The truth is that no, the ComplexCon pair is the top three. So the two shoes are different in blocking. And the All-Star Game one will also be patent leather, black, gold, and white. But both shoes are going to have the same color blocking.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. So the ComplexCon one is going to be much more limited.
Okay.
Are you down? Oh, but you're not.
I hate gold, bro.
You hate gold.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I like it.
I'm okay. I don't rock enough gold. I don't rock any gold.
Same.
So for you, this pink, pink Jordan one way above this gold.
Yeah.
Color. I bet.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a fan of the whole mismatching shoes either. You know, I'm not in high school anymore.
It grew on me. The top three grew on me.
Really?
I search it every now and then.
Really?
On eBay, I look for it every now and then. And I hope that someone misprices it. And
it's
swoop
like,
in. But
it's like, remember those Lance Mountains?
Yes. That bothered me.
So it's the same shit.
True, but the Lance Mountain bothered me because you could scratch off the Lance Mountain had
an outer layer
that you could scratch off, and underneath was red or blue, depending on which side of the shoe.
Okay, cute.
So, yeah,
that's cool concept.
But cool you're concept, wearing but mismatching shoes.
Yeah, I don't like having to scratch stuff off because I won't purposefully scratch it off. And you mentioned like the human race trail, the nerd version, NERD version.
Yeah.
But then also they're releasing the 4-pack, right?
Yeah, which I have this love and hate relationship with this pack. So the love side is the silhouette. Crazy about the silhouette.
Yeah, the silhouette
like,
is dope.
Absolutely crazy about the silhouette. Trail outsole, amazing. Like, I'm so crazy about this human race silhouette. NMD human race from the beginning was a cool silhouette for me.
Okay.
So it's an NMD with the side cages and they're like overlays lacing on top.
Yeah.
Super funky. I love like the bold lettering on top. Always been seeking for them. Unfortunately, when they came out in such a limited way that I was not able to purchase a pair for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they came back with that trail execution and adding like that dented sole underneath.
Yeah.
Ooh, it won my heart. So I love the silhouette.
Yeah.
But from this pack of four, remove the kind of like black and gray one, the Oreo looking one.
Yeah.
I cannot make up my mind on which color would I pick.
The naked one.
It's still, like, we say it like this.
You like all three other colors?
I love all three colors, but I don't know which I would pick.
I would pick the naked
one. So everyone's like, I wouldn't pick the Oreo because it's like too...
Or too plainish?
Too plain. So let's say remove the Oreo. I would pick the Oreo because it's like the safest colorway. Okay?
Yes.
But let's say we remove it. You're left with that teal one, that beige and orange looking one, and then this multicolor-ish with yellow hints. Which color do you pick?
Beige.
But why?
I love the colorway.
Okay. What about you, Chris?
I am not a fan of Adidas's multicolored knit pattern.
Okay.
Because it's too yellow.
Okay.
If they remove the yellow hue from it, I think I'd like it better.
Okay, so that leaves you with two colors.
Yeah, I would...
So there's like the teal one.
Yes, I would take the teal because it looks the most off. Like there's a color clash between the teal and the heel.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't go.
Now that we're saying it this way, and I've kind of like knocked off the multi and the teal because you would pick the teal. It kind of leaves me with the beige one, the close set as well. And I've loved this one the most, maybe, from the get-go. Funny thing is, this trail outsole did release on a women's colorway last year.
Yes.
Okay. It was supposed to originally release on a men's colorway, which was the exact... same color blocking.
Yeah.
Huh.
I did see the sample and it never made it through production.
Okay.
So it was the same exact color blocking.
Maybe this shoe blocked it
off. Maybe the shoe blocked it off.
Now, I think a crazy idea would be to customize that shoe.
Well,
ooh.
Yeah.
Already this shoe, I'm assuming, will come with different lace sets.
Oh, I know. I'm talking about getting this shoe and sending it off to Jack or something like that.
Jack the Ripper.
Or just blacking the whole fucking thing out. Because the silhouette is sick.
That's
fire. Just a fucking...
Well, then it looked like the NERD one.
Yeah, but it wouldn't say NERD. It would say some other bullshit.
Can I ask you whether the words on the shoe sway you in any way?
Nah.
No.
So breathe, clouds, moon, that doesn't do anything for you. Okay, gotcha.
But maybe breathe. Because
I feel like clouds a lot.
Breathe has been my it's been my thing.
Love boots.
It's been my thing. I'm trying to
breathe.
I'd
block the whole shit up. Or change it out. Change it out, man.
Okay, so I guess I'd pick the beige colorway.
Yeah.
Okay. But I would be happy with any. I would go with the black. If I had a quick pick would be the black. The Oreo one.
Mm-hmm.
But if I really had the chance to choose, I'd go for the beige.
Okay. You know what'd be sick? You get the beige pair. You keep the beige, keep the white. Is there some black midsole on the sole?
No. They're all white.
All white?
Blue soles,
yeah, white. Keep the beige. Anything that's not beige or white, put it all olive.
Oof. It'd look weird.
Yo, Pharrell, why don't you come out with an olive shoe?
Olive?
For the olive boys. For the olive boys. Shout out to the olive boys.
Speaking about customization and all... I forgot during our pickup segment to mention, it's kind of a pickup, kind of not. Under Armour reached out to me, or like the PR firm that they employ reached out to me and asked whether I wanted to customize a sneaker. And I was like, yeah, cool, for sure. So they send me some information. If you go right now to underarmour.ca, anyone can access the customization portion of the site. And within the basketball lineup, there are three sneakers that you can customize. There's the Drive 4, there's the Curry 1 in the low version, and Curry 1 in the high version. So as Under Armour basketball goes, the Curry 1 was super successful. Like it's a nice shoe, nice basketball shoe. So I was picking between those three shoes. I kind of opted for definitely the Arturi shoe. And then I was like, I'm going to go for a low because it's more versatile. In case I didn't want to wear it on court, a low, maybe I can remix it with like whatever I'm wearing. And I felt like the low was more ninja style.
Hmm.
So we know all these other brands already have like customization on their site. Some are cool, some are all right, some are lacking, right, in terms of how much you can customize. And to be honest, you check it out yourselves, okay? Go on this underarmour.ca and you'll see for yourself how much more you can customize on Under Armour. And I'll try to explain it as best as I can. First off, you choose the upper pattern. You can have it solid or with preset patterns that they offer, like camouflage. And not just one type of camouflage. They have tiger camo. They have like urban camo. They have different types of camo.
Yeah.
And then they have some strobe lighting stuff. They have some like stardust patterns and stuff like that. Within, let's say tiger camo. Okay. You choose tiger camo as a pattern. Within tiger camo, there's four colors, four possible shades that you can use to compose your tile camo pattern.
Fuck, whoa.
Each color can be selected differently. And not from a palette of five colors. It's a palette of 10 plus colors, right?
Okay, wow.
So those, within tiger camo, there's four colors that compose tiger camo. You choose four different colors. You can do that. Once you've done that, the tiger camo that you put on your shoe, you can shift it left or right.
Oh my
up
god,
or
how are
down,
they making money on this shit?
Rotate it or enlarge it or minimize it. So your camo pattern can be smaller or way bigger, shifted to the left, shifted to the right. So you are truly getting a one of one when you design
it's
it.
It's full customization.
Like,
holy shit.
Your shoe can be singular, unlike any other. Like, no one can have yours. All you need to do is just shift the pattern slightly, and you'll know that no one else will have the same, or like the chances of it are slim, you know?
Wow.
That's why I'm like, whoa, they really allow you to do a lot in terms of customization. Not only that, you have the regular lace, midsole, outsole, shank, lining, heel cup, logos, all that can be different colors. So it took me a while to figure out what I wanted to build. I eventually built a shoe. It's I used tiger. I'm a sucker for tiger camo. I built tiger camo with a bit of advisement from the wifey. I added some gold hits.
Nice.
And I sent out my design to them, and I'm supposed to get it within, I think they said, 5 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So
which
that's
makes sense.
How it is.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Dope.
Looking forward to getting it. And like.
So which silhouette did you pick? Curry?
The low?
Under Armour Curry 1
low.
Yeah.
Okay, dope. Excited to see this.
Yeah.
So, very cool.
With all those options, the only bad thing is you have way too many possibilities, right? Freaking endless. And for you to like pinpoint exactly what you want to design, especially when I wasn't planning on designing one. They just came to me and I was like, wow, what an opportunity. This is pretty cool. And I didn't want to like sit on it for like weeks on end. So I gave myself like a couple of days to design my custom shoe and then just send it out to them. I'm looking forward to seeing it like
in
person.
Yeah,
and see what it looks like.
How it comes out.
Yeah.
I want to see the quality.
And then
what's the upper like? What's the material?
The Curry one. It's like a, I don't know how you say it. It's like a nylon.
Okay.
It depends on the shoe, but the Curry one is it's like the it's not, I don't know. Plastic's not the right word.
Polyester?
Neoprene.
Yeah.
Jersey.
Like that. I've held the Curry one before.
Is it stretchy or meshy?
No, it's solid. It's a shoe, right? It's solid. Like,
yeah.
It's neoprene.
Probably neoprene.
I don't have the exact tech specs, but
anyways, we'll see. Yeah. I can't wait to see it. Yeah. Usually when you do customized shoes,
yeah,
they always use higher end quality and the finish is always nicer. Well, that's how it was for me with Nike.
The retail price of the low was $190.
Holy Canadian, shit.
$210 for the high. So if I remember correctly, it wasn't that expensive for like the regular retail version.
Okay.
So it is a bit more for the customization, but at the very, for once, for a customization process, they give you all the options. Like it's out there. Like
even material too, right? Like you could choose
materials,
just colorways,
the
colors and patterns.
Yeah, yeah. But I like the fact that you can like
stretch and the camo
shift. It was great.
It's very cool.
So yeah, that happened. So that was really cool.
I get lost for days fucking
customizing. Yeah, you're gonna customize, yeah, and you're never sure. And you know, okay, I wanted to be sure that mine was not the same pattern as someone else, so I just put Tiger Hamo and I just right off the bat shifted it to the left just a bit. Just to be sure. just to be different. Because also, so with 2 weeks ago, we went to Soul Exchange, right?
Yeah.
And what happens is we get to the spot and we're getting ready to do our thing. And then, Chloe, you looked at me and Mike and you said, oh, did you guys call each other and plan what you were wearing? And both Mike and myself were wearing like all black, like a black t-shirt, black pants. I was wearing black pants. I think he was wearing like tights and shorts,
yeah.
And so we were all wearing all black.
And white shoes.
White shoes. And
I didn't get the memo, guys.
Yeah. So I'm like, fuck. You know, you never want to. It's okay. It's going to happen. You're going to wear the same shit as someone else is going to wear shit. But within your same crew to wear the same thing, that's like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, Chloe wanted to ask you. I was like, fuck, I am being lazy. I'm not putting in enough time to figuring out like what to wear. It's getting colder now. What are your style tips?
So definitely layering, but I think what I'm gonna go more for is I'm gonna stick to the Ralph Lauren shirts, button-up shirts, chemises with cardigans. I'm still not sure if I'm gonna wear like a long tee that passes the shirt type thing and then dress clean on top of it, but then go with really skinny ass pants and just whatever shoes. But I think that's what I'm going for. I think the whole hoodie thing, I gotta just take it one notch down, because I went hoodie all out last month. Like October was just hoodie every day type thing, and I think I gotta clean it up a bit.
So I see even at the Soul Exchange, even Alex was wearing a button down shirt.
Yeah.
The plaid pattern.
Yes, right? I did the same thing with the long tee and
that. So you're saying long tees maybe not so much in the layering this year. Going away from it, cleaner cuts, less ninja looks, more preppy, snobby. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna try and clean it up a bit more.
Yeah.
Clean it up a bit more, and maybe invest in like a serious jacket.
Gotcha.
Like
fall jacket?
Like one of those fall and can tough out the whole winter type jacket.
Oh shit. Okay.
Like I've always had several jackets, like the Canada Goose, the three-quarter jackets with the hood on top and shit like that. But I think I want to go with the higher end Arc'teryx coats, and instead of having like five jackets, I'll just have like one money ass jacket.
I think jackets are very important. It adds so much to what you can have, like a simple fit turn into something super money. So yeah, I hear you on getting one really good jacket.
I'm just not sure if I want to go with the all full black or if I want to go with the charcoal. I'm still I'm in between those
two
colors. This
is exactly what I'm always debating on.
Charcoal versus
black.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with the charcoal because I feel like everyone will be doing the full-on black type thing.
Yeah.
But it's a huge fucking investment.
Okay.
We're talking about $1,000 jacket. Like,
whoa. No, I just got a winter jacket on super crazy sales at the outlets. It's a black wool outside and down insulation jacket, yeah, from Adidas Originals from last season. I got it at the outlet for like below 100, and it's retailed for this jacket will be my new go-to for this winter, as well as the kind of like more like clean long black wool jackets. Okay. One that I got last year, I actually wore it like last all winter basically. That and no hoods, kind of like
high necks
puffy jackets, like puffy like down jackets,
those bubble jackets.
Yeah, top, this is like top notch for the winter, because you can wear a hood. You can combine layer and stuff like that. Layer.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to. I've been wearing a lot of plaid, oversized,
yes,
shirts, with cargo pants, and I tuck my pant in
the sock.
In the sock, but not too much. Yep. Just the top of the sock, the long socks. Whoosh, I tuck. They're very like ankle bottom my pants in it with some runners. That's been my look, and rolled up beanies.
Yes,
like rolled beanies.
Okay. I've been rolling my pants a lot, like almost to the 3/4.
I have a hard time
with the sock under it. Yeah. And it's starting to get to me now, like I feel like I gotta change it up.
Okay. Yeah,
and I think my next move will be taking all of my pants that are super tapered, but with the cuff on the bottom.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take it to Catherine. Sorry, guys. Catherine is the master seamstress.
She's a crew seamstress. Yeah.
So yeah. I think I'm going to take it to her and have her chop it off, and it'll just be just above the ankle type, type look. Yeah, good. And then wear the sock instead of having that roll or whatnot. I think I might ask her to
cut the cuff, do a seam.
A seam, but I think I'm going to ask her to do a big fat seam. Or like a seam where it's not like a quarter of an inch. I think I might have her do it like an inch and a half type thing. Ooh. You know?
Kay. I say do the short.
The regular one?
Yeah, because come the day that the styles switch again,
that you might want to pin roll it back up.
Yeah, you know, it's because I've had some pants done, not by Catherine, by someone else, and it's like a big cuff, and I'm stuck with a big cuff all the time. Yeah. In any case. Yep. All right.
And socks too now. Socks is getting back into
socks
the game.
Socks is very
right?
important now. Yeah. Because you can't go ankle anymore. Not with this wind.
No,
because
you're going to get an ankle flu.
That's why, or you're going to get yelled at by your moms, man. That's what happens to me all the freaking time.
For all your sock needs, always look to 40s and 40s.
Yeah. For the fancy designs or the really, really well executed. Yeah. Simple colors.
Now the solid ones?
The solid ones are so good.
So good.
And Chris mentioned it way back in the days and previous episodes ago. Those socks are just so good because they are the perfect épaisseur.
Thickness.
They're the perfect thickness. They dry up super quick. They don't smell bad. They always have like I have a burgundy reddish color pair.
Very good.
It's like so good, and it goes with all different kinds of like all different shades of red and burgundy that I wear. Just like pimps up the fits. It's so good.
I need a pair of burgundy socks.
Yes.
I have a pink pair of 40s and 40s.
So good.
I think Cole has them too.
Yeah, I found them today. Fuck, they're in my shoe room in a
very good
in a corner. I this fucking unloaded that bag and there's so much good shit in there. Fuck.
This is not a paid advertisement.
No, it's just like
just
for real.
Really like their socks. Yeah. So, okay, I have a question I want to ask. Chloe, this past week I was hanging with our buddy Jonathan Gayette, and we were talking about the Fragment One. Right. There was a photo that popped up on IG. Is a dude wearing Royals with two pairs of Fragment Ones. You might have seen it. It's a really dope shot. And we're like, yo, the Fragment one is the best shoe. And he's like, yeah, I would take the Off-White one over the Fragment one. And I'm like, really? And the Off-White one is a beast, right? It's been rumored that it's going to be voted the top shoe of 2017.
Meh.
I don't know. For you, how does it go? Fragment one, Off-White one, Band one. These are the top. Or
no, the top would be the Fragment.
Fragment still?
Yeah. I honestly, like, this might sound crazy to you guys, but I would take a cream pair of Ultra Boost over that fucking
Off-White one.
Off-White one, man.
Huh.
I feel like this whole Off-White one thing is like, yeah, you just want to have it in your collection and fucking sell it later on and fucking get $3,000 out of it or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna last.
Yeah. I think, yes, I do believe that Fragment one is more timeless than an Off-White one would be. There's something about the Fragment one. Yeah.
No, it's so good.
Okay. But recognizing, so Alex, in, I don't know, in your terms in the Adidas world, what can you compare the Off-White phenomenon to in Adidas?
Current moment?
Yeah.
Would be whatever Pharrell is coming out with.
So let's say, I think the human
in
race.
In terms of a statement?
I think it would almost fall into the friends and family category.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I think the friends and family is way tougher to get.
Some of the Calabasas Yeezy range, right?
So it's between, above Calabasas, below friends and family.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, okay, let's say they're releasing, so there's, within the friends and family human race, there's the burgundy pair. There's a pink pair.
There's a pink as well.
And there's
like now some sort of an olive, limeish color green.
Let's see.
So why I mentioned Calabasas is at this point, some of the 700 runner should have shipped. But you see this pair on every, like, rappers, big names, celebrities, and stuff like that. Everyone's wearing it and stuff like that. Still extremely unachievable, unattainable sneaker, right?
Okay.
Still at this point.
It is?
It looks like it.
It looks like it.
Yeah. How much is that shit worth?
It's sold. It's probably gonna be worth.
It's getting in $1,000, like $1,000 between $1,000 and $2,000. Yeah.
Okay.
So
this is what I
kind of
mean. So our good buddy Nikki Papa.
Okay.
He messaged me. He goes, I need your opinion on something.
Okay.
He won a raffle to purchase the Off-White blazer.
Good.
The Nike blazer Off-White. He won a raffle. He's going to be able to purchase it. The thing is, the store that he has to go pick it up at is 12 hours away. A drive. 12-hour drive. So his ask to me was, do you think it's worth it for me to go? To drive that distance to go get it.
So it's a 24-hour ride?
Yeah, back and forth. He maybe is not necessarily a fan of the blazer, but he recognizes that he could probably trade it for another pair in the collection that he does like. Or in the end, owning one of the Off-White sneakers will allow you to trade it for other sneakers in the top-notch range. So I wanted you to understand, right, the Off-White. So for you, a Calabasas, let's say, boom, you won a raffle, you're able to purchase it, but the drive is 12 hours. Would you do it?
And it's not something you would wear, right? It's something where it's just, because his situation is he wouldn't wear this blazer.
He may or may not wear it, but let's all agree that the value is pretty high. Like, you can trade it for anything else, knowing that you just paid retail, and you can get a way more in return, right?
Okay, so that's, I would drive 12 hours to go purchase a Yeezy 700 Runner, but I would keep it and wear it.
Okay.
So if we are looking into off-whites and the availability of the range plus the amount of like styles that they're coming out with.
Yeah.
I would not do it.
You would not do it.
No, just to flip it, I wouldn't do it. Like, not flip it into like money necessarily, but just flip. To
trade it.
Flip trade or consider moving, whatever.
Yeah.
And I wear it. I wouldn't do it.
But you would do it if it were a shoe that you would wear.
Yeah. Gotcha. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Can you do anything out of the trip? Like, will the trip lead to, you know, maybe also an overnight stay?
We can get away with the trip
with the wifey.
Let's only factor in the fact that he has to put in 12 hours to get there.
12 hours to come back.
And then maybe, I assume the man needs the rest of it and then come back. But the main purpose would be, you know, to pick up his shoe.
I mean, it's an experience, right? It's fun. Yeah. It's a trip. It's a road trip. It leads to some cool experiences.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it?
No. If you think about it, that's a whole day.
Yep.
You know, you could be working. You could be...
Yeah, okay.
You know, let's just say you get 4 more days. You just fucking buy a pair. Any other pair you want.
My opinion was go for it. If you have the time, if you have like the free quote-unquote time to do it, then go for it. I mean, it's your opportunities for getting this shoe are very low. You have been handed a W already, right? You just got to put in a bit of time, well, a lot of time, but in the end, I think it's worth it. Like, you get it, you get the shoe, whether you want to keep it, because it's a nice shoe still, you know, but if you want to trade it for something else in the collection, it's quite possible. Or even, dude, you're almost at Fragment 1 range.
Yeah. No, you know? I thought about it right away. Like, if I sell that, it would be 4
pairs.
What could
I get in town?
But I'm like, you know, the kids, the family,
well,
finding
about,
the time.
Think about, would you camp out for 24 hours?
No. Not now in my life,
okay,
now.
Okay, okay.
But if you asked me
like
6 years ago...
Check it out. 24 hours, but you're guaranteed a pair in your size. Because a lot of times you're camping and you're not sure you're going to get a shoe, right? This time I'm telling you, you spend 24 hours out there, you get the shoe in your size. You know?
I don't think so.
I don't know. We're kind of split on this, but I think Nikki was tending towards the yes, so that should be all right.
It could completely be a really cool experience.
Yeah.
Totally good experience.
All right. So since we're in the question route, I think you guys mentioned it in the last pod that we held a trivia game for some of the attendees at Souls Change.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you guys would like for me to ask you some of the remaining questions that we didn't go through.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's slow down.
Okay. So I didn't, they're in from various categories. We had different categories. I think we had like one called Technically Speaking. We had Sneakers in Film. We had Name Drop, which is like basically like sneaker personalities within the industry. Collabo Game. I have some questions remaining from different piles that I'm mixed up. I removed the questions that you both submitted, so it's not easy peasy for you.
Wow.
And we'll see how far you can get.
Nice.
I know? Okay.
Some questions were really hard.
Yeah. Some were very hard. Yeah. But some were really easy. Some were very hard. It just checks to see what your range of knowledge could be,
nice.
Right? And then you maybe ask yourself, maybe I should look into more history or look into more...
All right.
Yeah. Anyways. Here we go. Sneaker geeking with the Sneaker Podcast, guys.
Nice.
So all the listeners play along. Maybe you can score yourselves and give yourselves a Halloween candy at the end of this.
Wee.
Okay. What is another term for the Air Force One?
AF1?
That's the abbreviation, but we're looking for another term altogether. No?
No.
So
Air Force One?
Yeah.
Oh, Uptown.
Uptown. Uptown.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I haven't heard that one in a while. It's
Uptown,
good. Good problems, job.
Nice. G-Nikes.
Good job, Alex.
Thanks, bro. All right, all
right. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. What years were the Jordan 11 Space Jam produced?
1998.
No.
1999.
No, is it?
No.
Anyway, Space Jam.
Yeah.
They were probably released for Space Jam, right?
I'm looking for three different years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I think it's, is it 95 or 96? And then 2001? And then last year?
So,
shit.
The first year the Space Jam was produced is 2000.
2000?
Oh, I knew.
Oh, fuck, then, it's in my room.
Then 2009 and 2016.
2009.
Nice.
What box was it in 2009?
It's the sliding box with the blue plastic shield.
Oh, yes. And then it came out with the 45 box. Yeah.
Amazing.
Michael Jordan won 6 championships during his NBA career. In what model Air Jordan did he win his last 3 championships?
Oh, boy.
What models?
Yeah. His last 3 championships.
Was it 11, 13, and 14? No. 12, and 14.
11, 12, 13, and 14.
13 and 14.
Right. He wore 13 during the season and...
And then the playoffs.
14, yes. Yeah. That's why it's called the last shot.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Sorry, okay. What is the name of the pack that features a collaboration between Adidas and Livestock?
We're looking at Alex right
with
now.
With the Samba and the
Pure Boost.
Pure Boost.
ZG, yeah.
Crap.
Everyone calls it the Livestock, but they call the pack something specific.
Yeah, I called it the Livestock.
There's something noise or something. No.
Rhythm.
Rhythm.
The
yes.
Rhythm pack.
Fucking. See, I'm not that far.
Well, Alex, I think you have this one down, but what are the names of the 3 designers that left Nike for Adidas in 2014?
God. Okay, Mark Dolce, Mark Myers.
Minor,
and Dennis, I can't pronounce his name. Dennis Dekovic?
Yeah. Dekovic. Something like that. Okay. Everyone knows Marty wore the Air Mags in Back to the Future. Which sneakers was Doc Brown wearing?
Vandal Heights.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Yo,
I don't know shit.
Adidas boy is beating your...
And all the Nike ones.
Yeah. Who would wear the Reebok Alien Stompers?
Mr. Sean Kemp?
No idea.
This is sneakers and films.
Oh, I had no idea.
Reebok Alien Stompers.
A Shaq?
No.
Fuck.
Ellen Ripley from Aliens? Ripley? Sigourney Weaver?
Fuck.
No idea.
Sigourney Weaver, fuck.
We need a...
Amir Atari.
Amir Atari, this one. Yeah. Okay. What pair of shoes was stepped on in Do the Right Thing?
Asti. Is it a Jesus Air Jordan, Christ, Air Jordan 4, the cement colorway?
Yeah. Yes. Alex is good, yo.
Fucking Alex.
Which,
how do you know all this shit?
I don't know.
Which shoe does Beatrix Kiddo wear during her fight with the Crazy 88?
No idea.
Oh, yes. Does she wear a pair of... No, she doesn't wear Asics. The Tiger
Onitsuka?
Onitsuka.
Yeah,
Tiger Mexico. Very good. Close enough. Which sneakers do Bugs and Daffy retrieve from Michael's house?
Heck. Oh, whoa.
The 11s?
Nope.
No.
He wears the Space Jam during the game, but they went into his study to pick up a shoe.
Yo, I was such a big fan of Space Jam when I was a kid.
Fuck.
It's a flat silhouette. It's
the Jordan 9.
9?
That's why they call it the Jordan 9 Space Jam.
Oh.
Last one, which is like, whatever.
Anyways. God, I'm terrible at this shit.
Okay. Mike submitted this question. In 1989, Nike featured Spike Lee as Mars Blackman in the It's Gotta Be the Shoes TV commercial. What shoe does Mars have in his hands? It's Gotta Be the Shoes.
The Fives.
Jordan Five.
Yes. Okay, no Black idea. Metallics.
I saw this
Metallics?
I think so.
I had that t-shirt when I was a kid.
What Chinese brand is Klay Thompson signed to?
Oh. Li Ning?
Nope. The other Chinese brand.
The only one.
Anta.
There, Anta.
Okay. One last. Oh, wait. Okay.
Two
more. Nice. Well, they're both Nike Jordan, so.
Let's go.
You're still good.
Alex will probably get them.
When was the first ever Air Max Day? I need the date and year.
26th of March, 2014.
Last question. How many jersey numbers has Michael Jordan worn on court as a Chicago Bull?
Oh boy, well, I don't know that.
Three.
And those numbers are?
23, 45, and I think he wore 12 once.
Yes.
I was going to say 23, 44, and 13.
23 is a regular number. 45 when he came back. And he wore 12 once during a playoff game because they couldn't find his jersey.
Oh, wow. What a fool. Amazing.
Yeah. At least I got one answer.
Did you? Shit.
Yo, that's good. I love this game.
So, yeah, there's tons of other stuff here.
Nice.
We asked a lot of questions during the game. It was pretty fun. I was chatting with Remy about this, and it'd be a fun game to play, like, just between friends, like... A game tonight?
I do. Okay, so I got as a gift for my birthday the sneaker game. Little box. Yeah, I can't believe I never brought it to you guys. It's a game that was made in France, and it's basically a bunch of like shoe photos with questions related to it.
Yeah.
We should totally play it.
Okay, yes.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's cool. Some stuff that's very gangster, like some Adidas collabs I didn't know about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard.
Do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, cool. I like this. It's cool. It's a different way to look at
shoes. So if any of our listeners got every answer correct, hit us up. Let us know about your knowledge. And then,
Or if you like this little trivia segment. Game, well,
if you guys have a specific question for us that you want us to answer to see if we know or not, that'd be cool too.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. To be honest, when I was researching the sneakers and films category, you find a lot of stuff. So if people notice specifics, I don't know if people do this, you look at TV shows or movies and you notice sneakers and you're looking for someone to relate to you spotting a sneaker in a film, then that's us. Like, let us know and shit. Nice. Like that. Like, I don't know if you guys, the first Star Trek when they rebooted it, Kirk as a kid when he steals the car and goes on his joyride, he's wearing the Jordan 23. And I recognized it because of the outsole. I go, it's the fingerprint. Oh. I go, whoa. And I kept pausing it. Anyways. Whoa. So anyways.
The fucking Jordan 23, man.
Episode 34. No, that was last week. Episode 35. That's good.
It's in the bank.
In the bank.
Mikey, we miss you, Mikey.
We miss you, Mikey.
Hope you're well.
Yep. We should be back soon. I think we got some cool shit coming down the pipe.
We have some pretty cool guests and stuff lined up for the next couple weeks.
Nice.
So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in today. Hope you guys enjoyed our little comeback. We did take a little break a couple weeks back, but it was well worth it for us. And... we'll see you guys back next week. Thanks for tuning in. This was episode 35 of the Sneaker Podcast.
Want to shout out to Under Armour Canada for hooking it up. Shout out to Nike Toronto hooking up our friends with those off-white pairs.
What's going on?
And shout out to Nike Montreal.
Yeah, I was going to change my location from Montreal to Toronto this week on my IG.
Just to see what's going on.
Just to see what's up. Yeah.
Just for people to laugh a bit.
T-Dog.
It would be hilarious.
Yeah. And I guess we'll see everyone next week. Until then, Alex, where can people find you?
At Suji Cypher Sons.
Clo?
At Chlorel.
And you can find myself at christopher.chu. Be on the lookout for the Maple Mob. We coming.
And you can also look for Mike at On Air with Mike D. And we will catch you all back next week. This was the Sneaker Podcast, episode 35. Until then, keep it funky and fresh.
Peace.
Peace.